Svarno Parshas Bamidbar. So the Parsha begins with the need to count Klal Yisrael. So the Svarno explains that this was a counting. It was Suas Rosh B'nei Kaladas B'nei Yisrael. It was a counting to go into Eretz Yisrael, not really to go to war. The plan was that before Chita Meraglim, that Klal Yisrael would go in with no war, that all of the nations would just get out of our way. Like we see the Girgashi did. Had there been no Chita Meraglim, everybody would have gotten out of our way. They would have all left us, and that was what we were preparing for. So that's, we were all going to be counted and get our Degalim together and be ready to be walked in. And it says, B'mispar Shemos, Kol Zachar L'Gugulosam. What does it mean? B'mispar Shemos, not just a mispar of Shemos. So Sfarno says that the people of that door were on a very high level, that each one was Roy to be called by their name. Nobody was just another guy. Each person was a Chashev person that was had a name that meant something for themselves. His words are, Kol Echad Meoso Ador Nechshav Bishmo Hamor Al Tzuroso Ishis. The person's name had something to do with who they really were, and they were all very Chashev. So that's Mispar Shemus. And we don't find that Lashem for the people actually went into Eretz Yisrael, so he says they were on a lower level. They were not Mispar Shemus. These people were on a high level, and that's why they were Mispar Shemus. They were all worthy of being mentioned by name or having names. And we actually have a very similar thing in Perek Gimel. Perek Gimel, it says, Ela told us Aaron and Moshe, the Pasuk says, Ve'ela shmos b'nei Aaron, these are the names of the sons of Aaron, Bechor, Nadav, Aviv, and so. Now, it could have just said, Ve'elu b'nei Aaron. What's shmos b'nei Aaron? Svarna says the exact same thing. That extra word shmos is to tell you that they were all, each one was chashev on their own, and roy to be counted on their own. In other words, being a son of Aaron is chashev too, just to be a son of Aaron. But their sons were chashev in their own right. You know, similar, like you'd say, Rav Moshe Feinstein was a chashev person. Rav David Feinstein was also a chashev person. He wasn't just chashev because he was a son of Rav Moshe. He was chashev on his own right. So the shmos b'nei Aaron means they were men of shame. They were men of their own name. And they were right to be mentioned because they were chashev themselves. Okay, so while this is all a nice pshat, I just do want to point out something. It seems like a stira that in Pasuk Yud Ches, Sfarno says, Vayisyaldu al mishpachosam. And that means, like Rashi says, they all brought their yichas together. So why did you need that? Why'd we need another yichas? So the Svarna says, because they were going out to war, and you needed another yichas because you need chus avos to protect you in war. So they wanted to make sure they had yichas. That's what he says on Yisialdo Mishpachosim. That's why he said, it sounds like a steer, because he said before that they were supposed to go out, not to war. They're supposed to go out and just scare everybody off somehow, and everybody would run away, b'neis. So maybe there's a difference in that they had to prepare for war, because that's what you have to do, but we were expecting an ace, because that's what it would have been had they been on that level. But you still have to prepare in case an ace doesn't happen. Okay, then again in Parak Gimel, it says Hashem told Moshe that he should bring the whole Shevet Levi and bring it in front of Aaron, and they will serve as Aaron. B'shamru es mishparto v'es mishmeres kala eda. They will do their mishmeres. The fnei al moed la avodas hamishkan, to do the avodas hamishkan. So basically, whatever that is the Levim did, that was instead of Klal Yisrael. But the Sfarno says here is interesting. It says that shezeh hayiroi la das hasanhedrin. The Sanhedrin were supposed to do this. I'm not sure exactly what he's referring to. It's an interesting thing. What does he mean, the Sanhedrin? It sounds like it's just a very general thing. Working the Beis HaMikdash was Levi, and it should have been, had it not been for Chet Egel, it would have been the Sanhedrin. So whatever it refers to, if it refers to helping with the Karbanos, or whatever it is, anyway, apparently that should have been the Sanhedrin's job, and it became Levi's job. And the Pasuk says, a few psukim later, Ani hinei lakachti tzalavim mitoch b'nei Yisrael tachas kol b'chor. That the Bechor, Levi was taken instead of the Bechors. And what's with the Bechors? Kili kol Bechor b'yom ha'kosi. The Bechor should have done the Avodah. Kili kol Bechor b'yom ha'kosi kol Bechor b'eretz Yisrael hikdashti li. So when Makas Bechoros happened, Hashem was makdish the Bechors. And they should have done the Avodah, and now they needed a pidyon. So the Sfarno explains that there is two reasons the Bechors were hikdash. One is they were not on a high level, right? Everyone was on the 49th level. They were not on a high level. So when Makas Bechoras happened, they should have died too, because they were the most chashev, so they should have died for the Averos. And they're not royal to be saved. There was a Makas Medina going on. All the Bechoras were being killed. So we know, Kevin Shnitin Rishus Lamashchis, Eina Mavchim in Tzadik LaRosha. Whenever there's some major death going out there, so you have to be special to be saved. And the Bechoras in those days, they're on a low level, so they shouldn't have been saved. So why were they saved? Well, Hashem was makdish them. It's almost like the concept, like when you go to war, and instead of killing everybody, you take them home as slaves. Kind of like that. In other words, these Bechoras should have died. There was a Makas Medina. What was saving them? Since Rona says, it's because Hashem was makdish them. And that saved them. Now they have to be doing Hashem's avoda, and they would be usher to work, just like Hektish is usher begizav avoda. You can't use Hektish for avoda. So the Bechoras also, they could not do avoda because they were Hektish Lashem. So because of that, they needed a pinyon. And so there were two pinyons. One is the pinyon that is done constantly, Arayomazeh, where everyone has to pay, we do a pinyon aben. And secondly, there was a one-time pinyon from the Levium to switch the off from the Levium. So the two types of pinyon, the pinyon aben we do today is still like this, that all Bechoras are Hektish. And therefore, if you want to be able to do Avoda, so then you have to be Poda, your son, who's a Bechor. And the second thing that you're supposed to be doing in the Beis HaMikdash, that was a one-time thing with the Levium. Okay, then at the end of the parsha, it says, in Pasuk Yud Ches, all the way to here, Al Tachrisu Shevet Mishpachos HaKasi Mitoch HaLevium. Don't get Shevet HaKasi killed out. How do you cause them to die? Zos HaSulhem V'chayu V'lo Yemusu. This is what you do, that they won't die. Begishtim Eskodesh HaKadoshim Aaron Ovanav. Some also, Ish Alavodosav Yish Almaso. Everyone will have their job, and they won't come to see when things are being put away, to stare at the kalim, because then that would be an avera. Okay, the Sfarno says it's not referring, at least not only to the second pasuk. Don't cause the levium to the katis to die. How? Give everyone a job. That was pasuk beis. That's not just filler words in between before it gets to what tells you will get them killed. That pasuk is what gets them killed if they don't all have a job. Remember the Gemara that says that they once were running up to do the avoda, and two guys were running up the ramp to the mizbeach, and one guy was going to get there first, and the other guy pushed him off the ramp and killed him. You could come to death. If no one has a job and everybody's just running to do avoda, so that's great, but they're going to end up hurting each other and maybe end up killing each other. So, Mamela, if you want to avoid death, give everyone a job, and then it'll be orderly, and then there'll be no issues. Okay, that's it.